And now,
Capital 263.
Yo, what's happening, good people? You're listening to My Two Cents. It's your boy Elliot Twist, and I am joined by the co-host with the most,
My Tandy, mother of Tandy Inkos, aka My Ta, aka the woman with the mohawk, aka mother.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's so good and so great. Like, we show up at Great Avenue show ups. Fantastic. Like, fantastic. All right.
Yo, that's so dope. Sarasha, Nasi, we've got like, Tinatatikwana celebrity.
My goodness. I actually don't even know what to do with myself. I need to put myself on fleek. Pachakesh is just flicking everything. Always flickation. Have you seen her on Instagram?
You know what though? I'm actually surprised I know Asha, because I'm on up Instagram. I don't feel like maybe I'm not the actual.
Or when you get like
that,
like,
I think I am.
Ningi liked your post. Like, what?
What?
I made it. Mama, I made it.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a very special guest in the house. She is a DJ at Capital FM. Capital FM.
Yeah.
She's a model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can put that in there.
We're gonna get to that. Yes, she is a model. She does voiceover work as well. Mm-hmm. She's an all around cool individual with a whole lot of fight in her, by the way. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Miss Karen Paida.
And the world stops. I'm joking.
This is so dope.
How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for bringing me into your space. Yeah. You're so dope. You have so much energy. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you for coming through.
Thanks, Sha. It's so good to see you.
Thank you for coming through.
It's so good to see you, Aura. My ta.
Don't get my stage name wrong, man. You kill my thug points.
All right.
Do you know how hard it's been to build this street cred?
Anyway. My ta. Yeah.
All right. It's so dope to have you here, Sha. So, today we're going to talk a little bit about perseverance, yeah?
Amazing topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, I just have some questions. Well, actually, I'd like to hear your two cents about something, guys.
Yeah.
So as we all know, the RBZ banned the trading of cryptocurrencies. Here in Zimbabwe, apparently, Hansi Murugwanza Chitsotsi and some of the things that you're doing, straight, wanarukuluza mari, isuso futo konakuluza mari. I don't know, what are your two cents on that?
Well, you know what, I think it's almost like that Facebook situation where Mark Zuckerberg was in a room full of senators that don't understand the internet.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of that is like translating, like, here in Zimbabwe. I mean, we definitely don't have a full understanding of the internet, and
true,
you know, to some degree, to some extent. And when it comes to cryptocurrencies, it takes a lot of people to understand what's happening, how to even work that out. So I'm guessing it's because there isn't a full understanding of what cryptocurrencies do and how they could actually help our cash-stripped economy, but
see, there's this thing in Zim where if you don't understand it, you have to ban it, you know? And the problem with that is when you ban something that's innovative, you get left behind. And then when everyone else catches on to what it's really about and you try to open up to it,
it'll be too late.
I mean, there's so much you can learn from cryptocurrencies, especially the blockchain technology. Technology is so very important because it's like a ledger, right? And those 15 billions that have gone missing is really inexplicable. If we understood how to apply maybe blockchain technology within that space, apana boy bozonzamu na runs 15 billion went missing and we don't even know what to do with it. So it's really a shame. I think I'm hoping that they're going to open up some sort of dialogue pertaining to that.
Well, from what I know, because Golex sent through emails to its valid customer. I'm just so cool, guys. I'm like a freezy.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Anyway, so like they were just basically saying, you know, pretty much what you're saying, look, it's a damn shame. Mm-hmm. Please don't do this. And they are actually actively going to reach out to the RBZ. Mm-hmm. And the big thing they spoke about was educating the regulators and having a dialogue with them and finding common ground.
Yeah.
So that's actually what they're actively working on. They said, look, we'll just update you as we go. We'll reach out, see what we can do, and then we'll update you. So hopefully we'll find a middle ground. Bear in mind, this ATM is the only ATM in the entire country, you know, giving out US dollar, crisp US dollar notes. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I wrote an article about this a couple of weeks ago.
It's
invaluable. We actually do need it. We actually do need cryptocurrency. And the fact that you would much rather follow instead of lead, for me, is a big problem. You know, but I like the fact that Golex is going to try and fix it.
Yeah.
I really hope they don't shut it down. I think it's incredible what we've managed to do.
That's dope.
Yeah. Like, don't do it, men, but Mr. Cafe in a men say, please, honorable. I don't know what the protocol is, but it's been observed, it's been looked at. You know, please don't do it. Come on now. Just let us do what we're doing.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely. And the other issue that's been bugging me, man, I recently found out that Spotify has decided to take off R. Kelly's music from streaming. Then we've got, then we've got Capleton, who's been arrested for rape. Then we've got Bill Cosby there serving, I don't know how many sentences. He's looking to serve maybe like 30 years. What do you think is going on with the celebrities and stuff? Hit me. I mean, every time you say celebrity and sex in the same sentence, there's gonna be drama. And they want to take down Chris Brown as well from Spotify because of his little shenanigans.
Please
don't
say because of Rihanna, because that's just like
it's not because of Rihanna, but
what shenanigans did he do
now? Was an incident where he's being accused, or rather there's an event that he attended where his crew is being accused of having raped someone or something like that. So we're not too sure as to what's gonna happen after that. What do you think, Aura? What do you want to say?
I don't know about the Chris Brown thing though.
I know, like, right? I'm kind of shocked.
It's kind of like put pauses on me a little bit.
Yeah.
R. Kelly though, like, yo, I'm all for that. I'm with Shonda Rhimes on this one. Shonda joined the campaign. I'm with her on this one. Look, he illegally married Aaliyah when she was 15. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's about time.
Guys, I have a daughter. I'm not trying to see an R. Kelly all up, you know.
You know what though? I saw a documentary about R. Kelly.
And
they were talking about this, you know, the incidences that he's had with girls and stuff. So I was expecting to at least see some serious victims, Andy. But throughout the course of the documentary, the only bitter people or the people who were talking were the ones who had been cut off from R. Kelly's payroll. There was a bitter ex, there was a former manager and a former backup dancer, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you're still on the payroll, you're not going to say a lot of things anyway. So whether it's the truth or not the truth, whether it is something that basically, whether it's the truth or not the truth, if I'm still on R. Kelly's payroll. I ain't gonna bash my boss. I still want a raise somewhere, you know, little travel allowance here and there.
But the things that are happening behind the scenes are extremely freaky. Like, if you're a victim, you'd probably want to run. But it had me in a space where I was like, oh, wait a minute. It seems like the girls are signing up for this willingly.
They probably are, but that's the thing. You can't then manipulate minors like that. If you remember, there was a story about him having some sort of cult and mothers finding out that their daughters were at
You know what?
At the end of the day, it's correct to say that they're doing it willingly, but they're minors. So they don't have, you know, decision capacity. So to speak.
Twitter,
ban
that
dude.
Ban him.
Bana is gonna come back with another step in the name of love.
No. Pamjambana, we have consent to Zimbabwe. We'll still accept him. You know,
see
this happens.
You see? And it's going to sell out, Chamwari.
Can you see my face? And I wish they could see my face.
And people are going to take selfies with him, Sha.
Yes, I've done it.
You take a selfie.
All those 19 great jobs.
We have just ended our friendship right now. Right now.
I mean, I'm just saying. just saying, I used to dig R. Kelly's 90s vibes.
Hey, you know what, though?
It'll be a concert and a half. And look at it this way. Yeah. It'll probably be beneficial to us. Like, it's bad. And yeah, he should, like, be off Spotify, not be allowed to have shows. Yeah. But there are people who've been dying to see him here. I'd go.
I love your honesty.
So do I.
Just saying. Not that I support anything R. Kelly has done.
But then Murukwana ka tricky predicament.
Exactly. You can't take away the talent from the human. Shame.
This is true, but anyway, what's the next topic?
Yeah.
All right. So I hear that there have been riots in Kenya on the whole breastfeeding issue. Mm. Yes. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think it's okay for women to breastfeed in public? Yeah. Or are you have a daughter?
I'ma whoop that out. Yes. So I'm saying my kid's hungry. We're just gonna do it.
And someone about charger.
You know, No, you know what?
Okay,
a really interesting thing. So a couple of years ago I went on tour, and I was on tour and I was in Germany and in Norway.
Yeah.
And I was with Prudence at the time, Prudence Kachameni.
Yeah.
And Prudence was breastfeeding. She just had her baby and she traveled with her baby. And Z, actually, if you see him now, he's huge. But anyway, I saw him when I used to change that nigga's diaper. Anyway, little Z would get hungry and we'd be outside, and you know, she was actually, you know, so you know, starts crying and she's like, "All right." And, you know, she had to, like, put a drape, a towel.
I think that's a respectful way of doing it.
It is respectful, fair enough. But then, like, there's some places where it's like, okay, you're not hurting anybody. It's the most natural thing.
Yeah.
It is so natural. And in the moment, you are actually not thinking, I am taking my breast out. That's not how you think.
You're thinking I'm feeding my child.
The child needs to eat.
Yeah.
The child wants to sleep. The child is colicky. All they know. So your thought is not, let me take this breast right here out of my bra and expose it. You know, that's not the thinking. The thing is, let me feed my kid. But then, like, I do get it. Like, yeah, sure. Maybe, yeah. Drape it if it's a big problem. But it's not really, really hectic if you see a woman breastfeeding.
Why is this an issue now? You know, when I was growing up, this was
always been an issue, to be honest. I remember actually doing a show when I used to do the very morning shows of mine, 2 to 6. I remember actually having a show on that where, I think it was in the US, I'm not sure where, some lady in parliament, protested. To be able to breastfeed
during
the parliamentary meetings and stuff like that. And she got it done and people were quite happy about it. And I remember asking like a lot of people, how do you feel about this? And you know, bear in mind 2 to 6 a.m., you don't really get females listening. It's a lot of males. So they were just like, you know what? We understand it, but it's better that it's covered.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Those are other people's sentiments. But I personally feel like, I am a very reserved kind of person, so I would definitely drape it or, you know, go into a back room and
So I sort of on my guys, my pivots. I did it.
I mean, you are.
My face, I don't tell you, I don't know that my wigs
are
going
to be
that. You know, but it's also really strange because, like, the thing is, when I really think about it, I've never actually breastfed in the park.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Why do you stay in private?
Yeah, like, I'd either be in the car. You know,
exactly.
Or like I'd be indoors in the house. Like, I mean, if it was like outside, maybe it'd be in my yard. Maybe if it's like a bra or whatever, and then it's like, okay, I need to breastfeed my kid. Maybe, but like usually, I'd breastfeed in the bedroom or I'd feed my child. You know, usually in a private space.
Uh-huh.
But I do understand sometimes there is a need to do it in a public space.
So
to drape, no problem. But then also, then there's that whole thing like, don't suffocate your child. You know, because like it's uncomfortable. It's like feeding in a hot room.
Yeah,
like literally. So the child starts to sweat. Wamfuga jagadae to think your child is sweating whilst they're eating.
So they need to breathe.
They need to breathe. So it's difficult. So like then you're like, okay, let's get a thin shawl. So like Prue would do, she'd get like a thin shawl and then she'd cover it. Mm. And then so that like, you know, she's covered it, but her child can still breathe. If you do it with a towel, you'll hotbox your child.
Yeah. Right.
So like, yeah, it's you know, we have to be very practical about it. Fair enough, fair and fine, cover it. But be mindful of this human being who's just trying to eat.
Yeah.
All right. So Karen.
Yeah.
Yes. So the conversation is shifting on to you now.
Oh my God.
Yes. We just want to
hear. Feeling
the
pressure.
Okay. Please don't.
Yeah.
Don't feel the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah. You know. I remember listening to you when you started on radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually talking about it at my time, Strudy. I remember listening to Karen, and at odd hours, I did.
Yeah, it was 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Yes,
because I don't sleep.
Yeah, because 2 to 6 a.m. By the way,
I don't sleep. But that was your first, you know, that was your first rodeo. I did like your first time on the air
by myself. Yes, yes.
Wow,
it was quite an experience. But you'd be surprised actually how many people listen in during that time. I gained like sort of like I won't say loyal, because it, you know, it shifts. Sometimes you'd get new people, sometimes you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I started off with if I remember correctly, I started off with 12 to 3.
Right? Yeah.
And that was pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Midnight, let's listen to music. And then what made it worse was this is a talk radio station, so you at least have to have just a little bit of conversation in there.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard to strike up conversation during that time.
Yeah.
And I, you know, failed sometimes, to be honest.
But then
it was hard, but I definitely grew into it, and it helped me own my space in radio.
That's what I was now telling my dad earlier, because we were talking about it, and I was like, I seriously, in my opinion, I watched you like from beginning up until now. There's a huge transformation. Like I've been paying attention.
Really?
Yes,
that
I have.
Guy. He is.
I've
guy.
Been, I don't.
I've
don't,
been paying attention. Like there's a huge. It you literally started off crawling. You walked.
Uh-huh.
Now you're running.
Really? Wow. Now thank you so much for that.
Now you're running.
Thank
now
you so running. Much. I don't really feel, maybe it's because it's people from the outside looking in, but when you're from the inside, like,
yeah,
it's
you don't
just,
see it.
You don't see it. You just see it. Yeah, you're just thinking to yourself, I need to do more. I need to do something. I need to do something, you know.
So did you always want a career in media?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, I wanted it in media, but I really, rarely saw myself in front of the camera.
So,
to be honest.
So if you weren't in media, what do you think you'd have been doing right now?
If I wasn't in media?
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Where would Karen be at?
If I wasn't in media, I'd probably, lawyer, being a psychologist actually was going to be my second career choice, because I majored in two things, journalism and psychology.
Psychology, all right.
So I was definitely going to be a psychiatrist, psychologist,
shrink
somewhere there. But yeah, right. Or even in like organizational psychology, maybe doing HR stuff.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sure, but that would have been such a waste though, because you...
No, we would not have allowed it.
She wouldn't, definitely. And I can tell you, Aura is one person who wouldn't allow it. Because even when I...
Let's go to your first gig.
My first gig, right?
Tell us the first contact you had, point of contact you had with, you know, with media.
All right. So the very first point of contact that I had was obviously at school when I went to Rhodes with journalism.
Yeah.
And they had... I started off writing a lot. I interned at a local, little Grahamstown newspaper, investigative journalism. But I then found myself that this investigative thing, like, it's not me, like, far away. Thank you. And, I started writing more feature stories. I remember I did one article on the growth of Rose from when it started to where it was back then in 2012. Yeah. And then, yeah, and then I went to Cape Times. I interned there for a while.
Yeah.
It was, like I said, I did not like the newspaper environment. I think that was my epiphany moment because it was so busy, so intense every single time.
Yeah.
It was a daily newspaper. So you know that every single day you're having like five meetings. So what's going on? How's it going? Did you go? Did you find anything? Okay, now let's sit down and write. And people would sit down and start writing their stories at 5 p.m.
Wow.
When they're supposed to go home. No, like 5 p.m. was the time to leave, but no one leaves at 5 p.m.
Yes.
That's when I found out that, you know what, daily newspapers are not for me. But then, and then.
or you can relate, right?
Oh my God. She's feeling the pressure right now. You know what I'm talking about.
You can relate, right?
This is my life. The pressure is actually quite real when it comes to newspapers. But then anyway, after that, I always wanted to try out radio. But then after that, I went to magazine. That's when I started working at Jewel Magazine with Tsitsim Tendi.
Yeah,
it was a great experience. Did a bit of social media, knew a lot. But then that's how I started knowing a bit about video. So I got like interested in the video side of things, editing a video.
Yeah, yeah.
And I taught myself how to edit a video because since I was doing social media, we need to look for different ways to boost social media and everything.
You
and
need
I
to figured, create like video content?
Yeah,
content. For your page?
Yeah, for the pages. And I thought, you know, it's better for us to just take a look at what's happening behind the scenes and then after that. And so anyway, basically, long story short, I taught myself how to edit. That's how I started off. And I started doing edits for Joe Magazine. When I look back at those, I cringe so much. But anyway, then I went over to Nafuna where I met the lovely Aura.
Yeah.
And yeah, I started off there. I was doing admin and everything. And, then we just came up with this idea for a web show.
Yeah.
For social media. Again, trying to get video content that's relatable to people. Came up with this idea for a web show. Let's just make it like a news entertainment web show. Yep. 2-3 minutes, not so long. Just, web show. And then my idea was to have like different presenters and everything. I didn't see myself as one. But I did want people to be there.
You didn't see yourself as a presenter.
I didn't. I was like,
my guy, this child. What did I say? I think I said to her, you are going to be my retirement plan.
Yeah. Exactly what she said. And it was just a weird conversation where we were just in the car and then Aura's like, you know what? For the first episode, why don't you try to do it? And I'm like, what? Me? Nah. Like, I'm not that girl. And she was like, no, do it. And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, do it. And when everyone is echoing, do it, you just do it. And
you see, so you're put in a position that's way out of your comfort zone. Huh?
Way out of my comfort zone. I'm like I said, if you know me well, you know that I am a reserved person.
Right.
And this whole out of the box kind of thing was definitely out of my comfort zone. Aura, let me just be honest with you. I was like, oh my God. I was just like, what am I doing? Oh my gosh.
But she did so well. Can I just interject? Because she won't put this bit in. Yeah. She will not put this bit in.
Yep.
She was incredible. She was incredible. Like the whole studio was like, yo, this child has so much potential. And we went through a hectic, hectic grooming process. Mm-hmm. Enko went through a hectic grooming process with her. I went through a very hectic grooming process with her. And we just try to shape, bring out who she is.
Because
she's so incredible. She's so effervescent. You know what I mean? She has just a smile.
So what?
I know, right?
Effervescent.
can
I just tell you? Once upon a time, they used to call me Aura the Poet, Did you know words, Mupink?
That's the effervescent. Second spell was
She's very effervescent, right? She's bubbly. She's incredible.
Yeah,
and she did such a natural, if I can just put it that much. And I'm not saying that just Jay, like,
to gas her up.
From the bottom of my heart, aww, you are such a gifted child.
Thank you.
A gifted woman. I am so honored to know you. I am so honored to know you, Karen.
Yeah, these guys, they're having a moment. Right?
Sorry.
I'm also having a moment. I'm like, no.
But
as she said, so she's literally, one of, the person actually that brought up the idea and then ended up me being in front of the camera. But anyway, fast forward to, I think, a year later, I saw,
You applied for TLC, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. Fast forward to a year later, it happened.
Go on.
Okay. So it so happened that I was, you know, going over the internet and stuff like, you know that time when you're at work and you don't want to work? Yeah. I was on YouTube and I used to watch Presenter Search on 3 all the time and just watch what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, I think the internet kind of got my algorithm that this chick kind of likes these things. So then all of a sudden, TLC started popping up on my Instagram feed, and I was like, okay, this is interesting, let me just try it out and see what happens. Got my brother to take a video of me doing my link. I edited my link, posted my link.
Your brother took the video?
Yeah.
What did you guys use? An HD camera? What do you guys use?
On his phone. It was an S6.
What? Get out of here. Get out of here, man.
And then there it was. We posted it. And then we're like, and I kept looking, you know, but you know when you post things and you're just like, just trying it out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, I actually, you know, when I was typing in and entering my application, I accidentally put in the wrong number.
Oh.
And then I got an email from TLC going, "Hi, Karen. Sorry, well, we think you put it in the wrong number, but we're really trying to get in touch with you. Can you please give us the right one?"
They emailed you.
They emailed me. And I'm like, wait, what? Do you think that they would look for my right number for nothing?
It's wrong number.
It's over. And I was just like, okay, cool. And then I sent in my number. They gave me a call. They're like, "Hey, are you available for a Skype call? We just need to test a few things." I'm like, yeah, I'm available.
Yeah.
Went home to do my Skype call. And that's when they were like, "So, you are in." And I'm like, wait, what?
Wow.
No ways. And all of a sudden, they was planning. And like I said, I'm a very reserved person, and I know this. And I'm just gonna slide this in there, right? Because I was having a very interesting conversation with a few ladies just a few days ago. We were talking about how our mutupo really explains a lot about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And I found out through this conversation, because I'm Nduera Moyo Chirandu.
All right.
So I found out through this conversation that Anna. People who are from Manyikele and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you're a Manyika, you're a very reserved person, and I think I get that like a lot. Even when something is happening or something is brewing, I always keep it like on the down low.
Most of my friends,
I remember my brother is the one who saw me on the newspaper. I hadn't told anyone yet. Because it was so surreal to me at the time. So they're already asking for plane tickets and, you know, passport numbers and everything. And I'm like, okay, is this really happening? Am I actually, are they going to pay for everything?
Oh no, but girl, did you scare me?
I actually kind of thought of it that way.
My love.
And then all of a sudden,
send me 1 million.
Literally. I almost thought it was like that. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the newspaper one day and I'm like, and my brother's like, "Wait, you're in the newspaper? What did you do? What's happening?" I'm like, so I applied for this TLC thing. My other brother, of course, not the one who took the video. So that's how it all panned out. And one thing led to another, and so, I came second.
Wow. That's so dope.
Yeah, isn't it?
What? That's epic, yo.
That's so dope.
It's kind of cool.
That is dope.
I mean, when
it was
an amazing experience, especially because like there were so many people from different backgrounds in different countries that just came.
How many contestants were there?
So it was 1,600 They said just over 1,600 applicants from 23 African countries.
And we got him top two.
I got to second.
Shabbat.
It was so surreal. Like, I even remember, cause, so every time in reality shows, they do their best, you know, to try and evoke some emotions in you. And I was trying to be that. Nah, nigga, I'm not even gonna have any emotion whatsoever.
But
when they called out my name and I was third, like when they would say that you're through to the final, I was like, what? That's when I actually showed a bit of emotion.
Wow.
It was amazing. But yeah, it was a great experience. I got to see a lot.
So let's talk about the transition now from television to radio.
Right.
How did you make that switch? Because once again, uh-huh. a new space.
Definitely.
Were you pushing this by yourself, or did you feel like a need to push yourself in terms of?
I mean, you always feel getting ahead. Need. You always feel that need to push yourself, to make yourself better, to just make life exciting. I can't tell you how just the same thing is so monotonous. It just gets boring. You need some excitement in your life. Yeah. So yeah, I was always pushing myself to that degree. And I remember during that time when I was applying and everything, Aura was also my sidekick and all of that to radio. Cause I was like, I really want to get into radio and everything. So I was just like, you know, this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm sorry. I gotta be honest. There's a phone ringing and Karen just threw her bag. Like threw it into the corner.
I mean, no one's gonna stop my moment of fame. All right. So as I was saying, Jesus is so amazing to me and he did everything for my life. I wanna thank my mama. Mama, I made it.
I'm sorry. That bag was just cast away.
That was a moment.
Yo, it was cast out.
Like a bad habit.
Dude. Okay, sorry, Karen.
So anyway, I just transitioned into radio and I went to auditions for Capital, got into Capital, and like I said, I think if God plans things in your life, like,
you can't run away from it.
You definitely can't run away.
No matter how hard you try,
no matter what you do,
I think it kind of creates conditions where you're just pushed into where you need.
Like life just molds you, and then you just fall into a certain kind of lane. And yeah, that's exactly what happened with radio, transition from TV to radio. And I generally wanted to go into radio because I was so used to scripted and rehearsed things.
Yeah.
So I definitely wanted that live experience, and yeah, so that's, I thought it was best to get it in radio, and that's how I got into radio. Then I found out that there's way more research, way more things that you need to do in radio. It's not just, hey, how are you doing? You're listening to Capital 100.4 FM.
Can you hear that?
Did you say this? She just switched it on. Her money voice. Yeah. That's your money voice, baby.
That's my money voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how it came for me.
That's dope.
Yeah.
All right, so we're about to get into our next segment. It's called the soundbite segment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as you guys know, in order for this to happen, there are certain things.
There's quite a process. So basically, what happens?
I have to do,
right? He just finds a soundbite, and we have to comment. Now I don't know what happens with Elliot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he finds them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the processes, the websites that he spends time on, but they're always the most strangest thing. And I think the strangest soundbite Elliot has ever played for me. There was one about this guy who is in love with his sex doll, like in a relationship.
No.
Yeah. And then there was another one of this kid. He was what, 19, right?
Yep. 19. Yeah.
19-year-old kid with a 75-year-old wife. He wifed the arm. And then he put a ring on it.
He's got powers. He's got things that are missing somewhere in my love life. I needed.
Yo, those wins. So maybe. Wow.
I mean, for him to get a 75-year-old woman to marry him. For the 75-year-old woman to get a 19-year-old to marry her. She's got powers. I need to talk to her.
She's got like a hip replacement. So she like. She doesn't walk straight.
Uh-huh.
She like, she
my point exactly. She walks old. Exactly why I need to talk to her.
Yeah. it's pretty deep. So yeah, I never actually know what he's going to play. So I'm feeling the same kind of like,
all right, guys.
Jitterish.
It's on.
All right.
I can't live off of $1,000 a month and I grew up on a certain lifestyle. She can't just take that away from me immediately. If someone took her lifestyle away from her, she wouldn't like that. And I grew up on it. It's all I ever know. I can't deal with this. And so I came to you for help.
Okay. So you want me to get her to do what? What would be the home run for you?
I need her to understand that I need at least $2,500 a month. She works all the time. She doesn't do anything for me. She doesn't drive me anywhere. And so other people would have their moms, like, drive them places, buy them food, make them food, but I have to do everything myself, and I need the funds for that.
So do you do that? When you have the money, are you in there in the kitchen frying up stuff and mixing up
batter? No, I'm buying food.
So you eat out a lot?
Yeah. I make food at home, but then I get bored of just... I don't like cooking because it just makes a huge mess, and then my mom gets mad at me, and I don't like cleaning up the huge mess and doing the dishes, and then I just don't like eating at home because it's the same boring food.
You say she's out there for you. How do you get to school every day?
I do online school. I don't go to school.
You don't go to school?
I don't go to, like, public school for other reasons.
Why not?
Like, I just got traumatized. I can't get into that right now, but...
You got traumatized?
Yes.
Part of it is that she couldn't keep up with the lifestyle of the other kids in Beverly Hills.
There's other reasons. I'm not just, like, being a brat about that.
But you don't go to school, do you? So you
I do online school.
How's she doing?
She's doing okay. I had to push her a little bit to get some of those grades up, but when she wants to focus on something, she's doing good.
Yeah, and I like it because I can, like, actually focus on it, because I also was behind, like, in public school. I was really behind because it would go so fast, and so now I can actually take my time. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. And I don't have the pressure that I had at school and everything.
Yeah, so you want a G-Wagon for your 16th birthday.
I need my G-Wagon. There's no question. I need it.
There's no question.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah. My mom's buying a Bentley for herself. Why can't I get a G-Wagon?
Why do you need a G-Wagon?
I really want the G-Wagon.
Well, I understand you want it, but why do you... You said, I need the G-Wagon. Why do you need
G-Wagon? I really like the way it looks. I've wanted one for over 2 years now. Every time I see them, you see so many of them near my house, and I just... Every time I see one, I'm in awe. I love them. They're just... The interior is so nice, and there's no blind spots at all. Like, it's so big and open. There's so much trunk space. It's amazing. And they look so nice inside. When you're inside, when you see the interior, the exterior doesn't even matter at all. It's just amazing. And I really want a nice car. She wants to give me a Mercedes C-Class. I will accept that car.
No, I would start with a Honda or a Toyota, and then it's barely good.
I will be happy with that car, but the thing is, I want my G-Wagon.
I want my G-Wagon!
Really? A C-Class?
But we started with a Honda, a Toyota. I started
absolutely
with a Toyota.
Not. I will not be driving anything that can be considered an Uber X.
A what?
An Uber X.
An Uber X?
Yes, we're going Uber Lux and above.
My car doesn't cost $231,000.
Why not? I mean, why doesn't it?
Well, that just seems like an exorbitant amount to spend on a car. It just seemed foolish to me. I just wouldn't spend it on a car.
Well, I want to. We're talking about me here. Yeah, this is my show.
Right. That was the soundbite.
Wow.
What did you guys think?
How disrespectful of that girl.
Right?
She's definitely got a sense of entitlement that really and truly no one should ever have.
But it's kind of weird though, you know. There are people who actually feel like they deserve these perks, yeah.
Without,
like,
working for them,
yeah. Like they made it happen.
She'll definitely be the type that will look for blessers in the future.
Yeah,
but I'm your grandfather.
I don't know who I'm more upset with though.
The mom or the daughter?
Hey, let that child come here. Let her come.
She's definitely not an African child. I can tell you that.
Because I feel like mom could have done a bit more.
Yeah.
To, like, even if you can't whoop a child, because I can't whoop a child in the States. But there's a way.
Yeah.
Could become a child. You know what I'm saying? Where you just, you put the child on ice. There are ways, Karen. Woo! That's a whole podcast on its own. There are ways to take a child and put them on ice. And say, chill.
If my
but then also that child was just like, I don't know, she's like, she's possessed.
Andaraj Sarajee's vote, you know, dad, it's
exactly.
A little too late for that now.
And as you heard, Andaraj Sarajee, I'm used to this life. This is a quality of life that I'm used to.
Yes.
That is just insane.
It is. $25,000.
$2,500. So that's $2,500 a month.
Wow.
$2,500.
pocket man.
Just because, oh my gosh, because I have to feed myself, because other moms, she's always working. That's what I was just like, my hands.
What do you expect her to do? To keep up with your life?
Oh, well, maybe.
That's why they are white children.
Yeah, maybe this never.
I don't want to make it racist, but you know.
But they are white.
I mean, I don't think a black mom would accept that kind of behavior.
It can't.
Whether you're a lenient mom, a millennial mom, a new mom who doesn't do all of that.
I don't even think Stripes kids talk like that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, we've come to the last segment now, Sha. Celebrity story.
Mm.
So, Karen, do you have a celebrity story for us?
Ha! I don't want to expose people.
Are they that bad?
Are they that bad?
I fear that if I'm joking. Right. So, yeah, I've had a couple of celebrity moments.
Yeah.
You know, that I've been like, what? I'll tell you a few. All right. Most of them are South African celebrities because where have I been my whole life?
it's interesting, Sha, that we mostly get guys from SA, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then it differs. We have one Nigerian guy when Alex came through. But yeah.
Yeah, so it is some South Africa. So there's a time when I went to, I think that's when I had an influx of all the Mzansi A-list celebrities there. When I went to the inauguration of the DSTV Mzansi Magic Viewers Choice Awards.
Yeah.
That one. Oh my God. Yay. So you couldn't touch Bonang because, I mean, she's Bonang.
She's Bonang. Yeah, she's Bonang.
And you can't do anything. Like, just leave her alone. And then, so I was trying to, you know, talk to people like, this is the one I'm trying. So then, you know, I'm like, also make my social medias pop, you know.
Your social, like, your social media pop.
Exactly. I had like a full 3 weeks with Tando Tabiete and I didn't do anything with that. So I had to
I
had to make up for lost time.
Yeah.
And there I was. So I talked to Kat Sinavasan, very cool guy. Like, he's so chilled, so good. And then I wanted to talk to Pearl Tusi, right?
Pearl
obviously Tusi. She's like big people, so you can't just be like, hey, what's up? But at the same time, because you're big people, even just being around like little people, just at least, you know, show little people that they're people.
Were you interviewing them, or it was just you mixing and mingling?
No, it was more of a mixing
and mingling. VIP thing, like party type.
It was more of a mixing and mingling kind of thing. Yeah. So you would go like, hi Pearl. And she'd just be like, she literally gave me this, like,
did she do that?
Who the hell you?
Oh, did she do that?
And then I was just like, oh my God. And then I was like, bye, Pearl. I literally ran away.
What?
But you know, like, it was so different because I remember seeing Mimi and I was like, hi, Mimi, can I please have a picture? And she was like, yeah, come.
Yo, Mimi seems very friendly.
She's very friendly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so. So, you know, you're trying to act like, you know, you're in the, I really pulled a lot of strings at this place, guys.
What does Karen do with a voice?
I don't know. It's her thing. You have to pull a lot of strings, you know, when you're there. So there's a part where, like, there's sections that people sit, right?
Yeah.
But then there, like, the section that I was sitting was like at the way back.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I'm not this person. I should be sitting where the other people are sitting. You know what I'm saying? So I stepped out and acted like I was going to go get a drink and something like that. And there was just this group of people that were walking in to the door that where all the celebrities were sitting.
Yeah.
And I just went through and I was like, the serious face amongst these people. Went there, saw Yuma Sekela there by the side, like he was practicing. And I was like, and then I went and I was like super chilled. I went and I sat down, and so I sat down like right by the aisle. So all the performers were, some of the performers were coming through that aisle and everything, because it was like a celebrity kind of space.
So
I kind of felt bad because Lala couldn't find anywhere to sit.
Oh.
They were like,
confessions. These are your confessions.
And we're like, no. So there were a lot of like celebrities that couldn't find anywhere to sit, but we were just like, you know, like,
these are your confessions.
Nah, we're not doing this.
Like, this is where we are.
This is where we are.
Zimbabwe.
We're not moving. So yeah. Anyway, we're there, and then I just hear this like odor, like not this odor, not to say, not to, what do you say? What do you call it? Like a beautiful smell.
Oh, you can smell, yeah, you can smell something real nice.
Something real nice. Yeah. And then I look to my left.
Wow. Yeah. And she's like actually blushing, guys.
In broad daylight. Yeah. Well, nighttime, but still, you know what I mean?
still.
There was that halo-like moment.
Yeah.
That just shined on Robert, the sports guy, the guy from Super Sport.
Right.
Robert, the guy who dated Pearl Tusi. Makara, something like that. The guy who dated Pearl Tusi. And like, I just, but he's like, he's always been like, oh my gosh, he's such a handsome guy, you know?
Yeah,
and then
you
see him and I was like, I just had like a,
did you almost lick his face?
I literally almost did.
You almost licked this face.
I was like, does it taste good?
No,
you're killing me, girl.
Robert. Oh my god. I didn't know his name, but from that day on, because then I was like to this chick that was, and I'm like, it's like, oh my gosh, you don't know Robert. Robert Makara. It was like, I don't know how to pronounce his surname.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's the guy. He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, alrighty.
Did you smile? Did you say hello?
I couldn't even have the guts to say hello.
What?
I just smelled him. He was
You remember what he smelled like.
I remember what he smelled like.
Shout out to you, Robert. You're the
man. Shout out to you.
You are the man.
Yeah. And he's like in his like 40s or something.
Yeah, but he looked
like. He still got it. Yeah. Like, he got it.
Whoa.
So there were also some cute youngins my age.
Yeah.
I saw the guy that does Wuzu, the Zulu guy.
Yeah.
And then he also had these friends there. So I was like, hi. I don't know. Did I want a picture? I think I wanted a picture or something. And then I just ended up mingling there, like just chilling there. Like, you know, trying to plug yourself.
Yeah.
That's how you do the celebrity
thing. So did you end up having a conversation with these guys?
I had a conversation with Zulu, the Zulu boy.
Yeah.
And I also met another guy who does another show that I don't really know, but like, he was hot.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
I'm joking. Yeah, but like, yeah, he was also like, he does another show. I think it's on SABC 3, I think.
Yeah.
Man Cave, I think something.
Thing. Cool.
Yeah. All right, we're just talking. And it was a great networking space as well. But then like, it's so hard to talk to anyone in that DG moment, because that was the after party kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was like a very DG moment, and you can't really have any real conversations during that time.
Yeah, it's just fun, basically.
Yeah, it's just fun, basically.
Yeah,
so
you can't be asking live questions.
Fun. I just had fun. The lighting is absolutely terrible for any selfies, so
yeah.
I never posted no Zulu boy selfie. Didn't post no mini selfie. What was I gonna do with that? Lighting was terrible. So I just let it go. But I saw a lot of the celebrities from afar, and I was just admiring them from afar. They're very, very like humble, and you know, you'd expect them to be but no, they're not like that. They're actually quite nice.
Pearl Tusi.
I don't blame her, by the way. Yeah. Like, ew. I'm gonna be honest. If I was her,
you probably do the same thing.
In a crowded space, and someone's going, "Pearl," I'd be like,
"Someone you don't know."
I'd be like, "Excuse you, child."
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, that was my celebrity moment. And then the moment, because I have a huge, huge crush on AKA.
Yeah.
So the moment I met him, I was coming back from TLC.
Yeah.
And we're on the same plane.
Yeah.
And I had like no makeup, nothing on. Like I just looked crusty.
Yeah.
And I saw him, but I was like, you know what? I'm going there. I'm going to get a selfie. And he was like, yeah, come. Let's get a selfie. And he put his arm around me. We looked like we were homies. And then I took the selfie. Kid you not though.
Yeah.
While people were asking me questions about TLC and everything, I remember some girl going, so now we see that you're rubbing shoulders with the big celebrities, AKA and stuff. I'm like, yeah, he my homie. He cool. Yeah, he cool.
These are your confessions.
Oh my god. But nah, I just met him at an airport and I took a selfie, and it was the most amazing thing in life.
Oh, that's so dope.
Bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Karen Baida.
Yay!
Yes.
I talk too much, guys.
Like, Sha, you're the best. You're the best. You're we love it.
So awesome.
It was so good having you, Sha.
Great being here.
Yeah.
I need to come here again.
Yes. Home. Please.
I don't think I'll have more celebrities. But I can repeat these ones for you. Especially Robin. I can tell that.
We can loop. All right, y'all. Remember to follow us on all our social media platforms. The Juice Teach. TheDJEUCE.
Yes. And Aura Nicole. It's AURANICOLE. And of course, shout out to Capital 263.
Yeah.
Follow them on all the social media platforms. So that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our home for life. We love y'all. And this has been My Two Cents, My Tandy, Oren Gull, Karen Baida.
You can find
and
on.
The host with the most. Karen, what are you? Social Hindus.
Okay, if you want to follow me, it's at Karen Paida. Why are you laughing?
Because you're cool.
It's at Karen Paida, at KarenPaida. There's no moyo or anything, just Karen Paida.
All right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Nice.
That's
dope.
No. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we out.
Bye.
Peace. And now. Capital 263.